about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you that couldn't listen to the first hour of the show, you're like, whew, we lucked out. No, you didn't luck out. It was a good hour. We were talking about that TV anchor in Denver who was bit in the face by a mastiff. And so we're talking about some of the quote-unquote most dangerous dogs. If, you know, we really want to feel they're that dangerous. Some of the dogs on the list I've had, beautiful dogs. But in terms of unpredictability with biting, it was a pretty important list. We went over that in how to handle or approach a dog you don't know. So I definitely urge you, if you miss any of my shows, go to my website and listen to On Demand. It usually runs my shows 24/7. And if not, go to GCNLive.com to hear archives. All right. Oh, we also talked about poop, different types of poop. It was great. Good, a really good, juicy show. Okay. So we got a lot to talk about today. I want to talk about apparently, the first Catholic organization is now suing against the Obamacare demand of organizations paying for birth control. So it's already starting to get legal on that end. Also, a huge breakthrough with Alzheimer's. I wasn't able to talk about this in the first hour, and I apologize, but we're going to talk about it now. Huge breakthrough in Alzheimer's with mice, probably one of the closest ones yet. So I am really really excited about that. And, of course, as news breaks and some cool science news, I hope I get to touch upon if we have time. So please tune in. But I want to hear from you. Your questions make this show happen, make it fun, and prevent me from talking about poop. So call in. Well, actually, the call had to do with poop. I like talking about poop. All right, but we'll change subjects. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. Looks like, you know, a few people are getting suspended in the news. Looks like Roland Martin was suspended by CNN for remarks that he made on Twitter during the Super Bowl. I've been watching Roland on CNN. I like his commentary. He's very well-spoken. He's entertaining, but apparently he blew it when he was watching the Super Bowl. He was making some anti-gay comments, tweeting them, and I guess CNN has suspended him. Now, a teacher was suspended in Canada because the child that she was teaching stunk, smelled. So what she did is she sprayed him with Febreze. Apparently this happened February 2nd. Christian Roberts had fried fish for lunch. Okay? The boy's mother claimed that the teacher kept her son out of class for an hour after fellow students made fun of the smell. Then she allegedly sprayed the 10-year-old with Febreze in an attempt to get the smell out. The mom is furious. I feel like he's been embarrassed, bullied, and I think what she did was disgraceful. I think my son was not treated like a human being. Okay, teacher is unidentified, but she's been suspended for that. Okay, what do you do if a kid in your class stinks? You know, Well, first, if other kids are making fun of him, you tell them to shut the heck up. Okay, that's what I would do. You know, I taught Sunday school when I was in medical school. When I had some time, I waited tables in medical school. When did I go to class? But I did, and I taught Sunday school, and it was wonderful. It was fun. But yes, I told the kids shut up. They were making fun of other kids. I told them shut up. I don't care. I mean, Sunday school, not Sunday school. Elementary school, you tell the kids to shut up if they're making fun of him. Then if he does have any fishy smell because of the fish, you could ask him to wash his own hands, but no, you don't spray chemicals on the kid. Now, I have a weakness, and my weakness is I don't handle smells that well. And when I was pregnant and suffering from morning sickness, if I had to smell fish, I would have probably lost it. So there is an argument that if the teacher had a very delicate stomach and wasn't going to be able to handle it, and the kids were giving the kid a hard time, telling him to, you know, maybe go get cleaned up at the nurse's office, I think would it be inappropriate. If you can't handle the smell in the class, get the smell out of the class. I think that's okay. I think that's okay, but then go to the nurse and clean up at the nurse's office. You don't leave him out in the hall, and then you don't spray him. Now, have I ever thought or even had the idea of maybe spraying to make my kids smell better? Oh, yeah. I have my perfume right there. You know, I'm like, did you take a shower? No. Let me smell you. Yeah, and I reach for the perfume. And they go, no, no, no. You know what? I'll take a shower. I want my baby smelling good. All right. I don't care if they're going to smell a perfume. I don't care. I like the Love perfume line from Victoria's Secret, the body sprays, right? I have a couple of them I really, really like. So I have no problem spraying my kids. So I think they smell good. But they're, once they see I'm going to break out the perfume, they go and they take a shower. So, okay. But anyway, teachers spraying your kids. But you know what? This is just part of that same theme that's gone on. Like, look at what happened in L.A. with the two alleged teachers assaulting the second, third graders. And you know, a third teacher, a female teacher, now is allegedly involved also. Remember that school in L.A.? They just decided to fire all the staff, and it's good they did because they found a third teacher. And this third teacher would actually pull the little girls out of class for the first teacher to assault. You know, I love teachers. I'm a huge fan of teachers. And just because we see these odd cases doesn't mean all schools are sullied. But what this reminds us is you need to keep open eyes. You need to communicate with your kids what the heck is going on. All right? The teachers aren't saints. Okay? Your teachers aren't going, your kids aren't going to Catholic school being taught by nuns. Right? And even nuns that, you know, smack you with the ruler and whoop your little butt, you know, when you were younger. You know, keep in mind, these teachers are still run-of-the-mill, everyday human beings that could have a screw loose, like anybody, you know? I mean, your lawyer could have a screw loose, your doctor could have a screw loose, your accountant, your teacher. So you got to communicate with your kids and know what's going on. And if the teacher is fondling your child, feeding them cockroaches or bodily fluids, spraying them with chemicals, you need to come down hard. Almost makes you want to homeschool, doesn't it? All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 9th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,732.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,775.72, $887.86 for a half ounce, or $443.93 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,775.72, $887.86, and $443.93.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Show. All right, surf's up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so EWTN Global Catholic Network filed a lawsuit this week in U.S. District Court in Birmingham, Alabama, against the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, and other government agencies seeking to stop the imposition of the contraception mandate, as well as asking the court for a declaratory judgment that the mandate is unconstitutional. This is the first Catholic organization to file suit. Okay, CEO Michael Warsaw, right, and EWTN president says under the mandate, they will be forced by the government to make a choice whether we provide employees coverage for contraception, sterilization, and abortion-inducing drugs and violate our conscience, or offer our employees and their families no health insurance coverage at all. Neither of those choices are acceptable. We are not taking this action to defend not only ourselves, but also to protect other institutions, Catholic and non-Catholic, religious, secular, from this mandate being imposed. Okay. All right. Interesting stuff. Very interesting stuff. You all know how I feel. Okay. you don't want me to go there. You don't want me to go there. But the underlying problem we have with the mandate and what Health and Human Services has done, Pelosi, everybody involved in making this Affordable Health Care Act, is the crux of this problem is the mandate that somebody else has control over your health care. Okay? I cannot stand the fact that as an employer, I have to make decisions for my employees' health care. I almost wish I could just give them money and let them buy their own. They could buy whatever plan they want. Why do I have to make that decision? It's none of my business. It's none of my business. If my staff want obstetrics, if somebody wants plastic surgery, if somebody, you know, not that insurance covers that, I don't think I, as an employer, have any business being involved. And then on the flip side, if you're an employee and you want birth control and you work for an employer who doesn't believe in birth control because of their religious convictions, is that fair to you to not be able to have a plan with birth control? Why do we even have employers in the mix? Okay, this is a personal decision between you and your insurance company. And the way the whole affordable healthcare plan is written is it mandates employers to do X, Y, and Z for their employees. So, of course, if they're mandating that employers pay for birth control and pay for plans that cover birth control, you're going to have institutions that are like, really, no, I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to have anything to do with that. Get me out. Well, your only out is being fined. All right, this is not going to go away. No matter what happens with the Supreme Court this June in their ruling, we're expecting them to review the case, the Supreme Court, not this particular case here with the Catholic institution filing suit, but we're talking about the Supreme Court hearings on the Affordable Health Care Act. They're going to be, from what I understand, hearing the arguments in March and then making a decision in June. No matter what happens with that, whether they say it's constitutional, whether they say it's not, whether they say part can be thrown out or the whole thing thrown out, if the government continues to come up with a plan where employers have to do something, the subjects of mandating and I don't believe in this and I don't believe in that are going to keep coming up. We're probably going to have to move to a system that has absolutely nothing to do with the employer being involved. Now, luckily, I work for myself. All right. And yes, you know, I work, you know, for the radio company, but the radio company doesn't, you know, have to deal with my health insurance, luckily. You know, if so, they'd probably really be shocked, you know, with my gynecological record. But that's neither here nor there. Different subject, different day. But luckily, I don't have to hope to God that my employer is going to pick a plan for me and my family. Okay. I don't know if you all have noticed, but employee-employer relationships, not that good. A little bit of strain, okay? A little grumpiness on either part, okay? What if your employer doesn't like you? You really want him to be in charge of your health care? What if he fires you tomorrow? This was the first, before I even read the bill. Yes, I read the bill. Okay, don't ask me if I understood it, but I read the bill. Okay, I sat on the toilet, you know, let my fiber and mineral oil kick in, and I went to town. I read that bill. Now, I mean, not all one sitting. I'd have hemorrhoids, but still. And it, before I even read it, when I heard in the midst of the recession that the employers are going to be the ones that are going to have to cover the employees in order to make this work, all I could think to myself is, well, most of these employees are going to be fired within the next few months anyway. And that's exactly what happened, especially in our city. You know, every Monday we heard that something was happening in the casino industry where there's going to be a huge, you know, set of layoffs. So then I'm scratching my head going, where are these people going to get health care? Well, they're going to, you know, scrounge around trying to find another job. Okay, good. They found another job. Then they get fired from that one, too, when they had to, you know, clean house and start to cut back and go down to skeleton crew. So we're going to get nowhere, you know, and I don't want people to think I'm just bashing the, you know, health care bill because I don't like, you know, Washington and I'm not happy with the Obama administration. I'm not bashing anything. I'm being very and bringing up very realistic critiques because I want health care fixed. I want health care going in the right direction. You don't know how much I want health care to be fixed. One, I'm an employer. Two, I'm a doctor. Three, I'm a mom. Four, I'm a daughter. Okay, I mean, I want healthcare fixed on all those selfish levels. And so I'm very, very frustrated that what we're dealing with and fighting with and criticizing in the media and trying to defend in the media is something that won't work. Okay, what's happening now with the Catholic institutions fighting this aspect of the Obama healthcare law all right, is just one drop of it. And, you know, the media is making a big frenzy about it. You know, Catholics are starting to look like they're extreme, yada, yada, yada. Look, guys, that's just a very small part of the big picture. You cannot, as a government, mandate people to do something that they don't want to do and have the vulnerable employees whose medical destiny and medical lives are at the hands of these employers sit there praying that somebody is going to make the right decision for them. You, as an American, should make your own decision about your health care. You should not, it should not be at the whim of an employer who's financially strapped. It should not be at the whim of an employer who has certain types of beliefs. Okay? Whether we believe in those beliefs or not, that should not affect your particular health care. Get them out of the equation. Don't make employers pay for employees' health care. Well, then Dr. Dahlia, who's going to pay for their health care? Well, then we have to come up with something. We have to come up with a system where people can pick and choose themselves. Well, then the government should come in with a public option. Oh, no, 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 no. We're not going there. Oh, no, 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 no. Because that public option is still going to be tied in with mandates and taxes. Oh, no, I don't want that. Now, again, I don't have the answer. Okay, that's one of the reasons why I'm not running for office. I don't want to be up in front of the screen on CNN or Fox, in front of a microphone, you know, and go, bleh. I don't want to do that. And I also don't want to lie and say, oh, I know how to fix the healthcare problem. I don't want to do that either. But what you're seeing this week with, you know, the Catholic institutions fighting back on this, that's just the start of many. Okay, and even if the government says, okay, fine, anybody who's related to Catholicism, anybody who's Catholic, Roman Catholic, fine, we'll give you a waiver. All right, somebody else is going to want a waiver too. Remember, nobody wants to be mandated. Nobody wants to be in charge. I do not want to be in charge of my employees' health care. No, I want them to be in charge. I want them to pick what is the best for them, their plan. This is a very personal decision. This way, if for some reason I do have to cut staff, if I have to cut, or I do have money problems, it doesn't affect them. They could still get their health care because I'm out of the loop. All right? Just because I'm having trouble in this recession doesn't mean they should lose their health care. And that's exactly what's been going on. That's part of the reason why we're in a crisis. Health care was dependent on your boss. So when your boss lost money, you lost your insurance and you lost your job. It was a double whammy. And people that have jobs appear to be the only people that could go and acquire insurance. So I think they really need to do an about-face, depend on what happens with the Supreme Court. All right? They really need to tear this bill apart and start working on it from the ground up on what you can do to ensure people where they can't at a whim lose their coverage. Now, the one thing that might not have been the worst idea were these 26-year-olds on down being able to be on their parents' coverage. Good. Mom and dad could buy their coverage. That's great. All right. That's fine and dandy. The only problem is if the employer's paying for that, now the kids are going to lose the insurance too. So, you know what? We're going on break. Oh, I wish I could go on more, but we got to get to medical news. So don't go away. We're going to be coming right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Speaking of California, I guess Paul McCartney finally got his Hollywood star. Yeah, he finally got his star on Hollywood Walk of Fame. You know, I always try to figure out where these are because they'll say, you know, what street and what street, because Hollywood Walk of Fame is pretty long, but it doesn't say here. So good for Paul McCartney. I would love to have a Dr. Dahlia star in Hollywood. Oh, that would be nice. I know. I need to accomplish something first. Ratings. I need ratings. By the way, for those of you that want to call in, I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please, of course, follow me at Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, Facebook. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Donovan for working the dials tonight. Huge thanks to XM Radio. Many of you are listening right now to me on XM. Big thanks to Trevor Oliver for making that happen. So I just got to thank everybody. I know I love everybody right now, but I'm going to tell you, I really love these researchers, okay? These are neuroscientists at Case Western Reserve University School of Medicine that I think have gotten the closest to what we need to do to reverse Alzheimer's. I love these guys. I could just give them kisses on the lips all day long. There's a cancer drug called bexarotene, okay? They tried using this cancer drug in rats. I don't know where they got this from. I think just for funsies. And they found that in rats, they were able to reverse and decrease the amyloid beta buildup in the brain cells, which causes Alzheimer's in mice. You know, they talk about how you could, you know, tell mice's. Where's my grammar? You know, mice have Alzheimer's. There's tests they could do. They could look at a mouse that doesn't, a mouse that does, right? The mouse that does probably knows how to find the cheese, knows how to get through the maze. But this is cool stuff because if this cancer drug worked this well in mice, hopefully they could do clinical trials in humans and see if they could use it on the 5 million humans that have Alzheimer's right now in America. And imagine worldwide, okay? Now, the reason why I'm excited about this is because many other studies have failed. You know, they could do something in rats and mice, and then, you know, they try to get through the human trials and it doesn't work. And remember, this is a cancer drug. I believe they use it for certain cutaneous lymphomas, skin type T-cell lymphomas. When you get lymphoma, you could get these manifestations on the skin, and we've used bexarotin for that. Okay, now how does this work? Okay, well, okay, now this gets to be some fancy stuff. Okay, all right. Apparently, this bexarotin, and I got to read this. I don't have this memorized, okay? There's a cholesterol carrier in the brain called apolipoprotein E, ApoE. This is supposed to clear the amyloid beta proteins, okay? They found that this bexarotin increased the ApoE expression so it could work more and clear more of the amyloid out. It also stimulates these retinoid X receptors, which actually control the production of ApoE, so they can manipulate you expressing more of this ApoE to get rid of the amyloid that deposits in the brain. Now, remember about a week or two ago, we were talking about beta amyloid and tau, where they thought tau was significant. We keep on hearing about tau. You know, they had a study a few months ago where if you did a spinal tap on somebody who was pre-Alzheimer's, you'd see tau buildup. This tau is a protein that actually, you know, really destroys that nerve cell after the amyloid finds it form. You know, amyloid kind of, you know, sets the stage in the brain for the tau to come in and do its work. So you either need to attack the tau, which is what they were talking about a couple weeks ago, like an antibody, or you prevent the amyloid from depositing, or reverse the amyloid deposition. If it deposits, you can't stop it from happening. Can you reverse it? Now, what was phenomenal is within six, am I the only one excited about this? Okay, you all are like, I'm excited. This is really cool stuff. To a doctor, this is cool. This is, I'm excited. I'm ready to open up a bottle of champagne. Okay. Can't do it yet until the human clinical trials go through. But they say within 6 hours of receiving this bexarotin, remember this cutaneous T lymphoma cancer drug, these mice, the amyloid levels that were in the brain that could dissolve fell by 25%. We're talking 6 hours. All right. 6 hours, boom. It dropped by a quarter. And that lasted 3 days, okay? Then it actually took out the plaques, and from what I understand, they didn't come back. Now, I'm a little confused here because I just read 3 days, and I also read another source where it wasn't 25%. It was almost 99%. So, unfortunately, I don't have all the sources in front of me. Where I'm getting this from right now is HealthDay through drugs.com. All right, and it's going to be published in the journal Science. I know, I got to get that journal. I know. Well, I also need to get People Magazine because I need to know what's going on with the Oscars. But I'll get that journal. I'll get that journal. But, all right, the crux of what this story is if they are able to decrease the amount of the amyloid deposition very safely, very healthy, then as we, as Alzheimer's patients, start to build this up, they could hopefully stop it and block it. Now, all right, is it that easy? Well, no, it's not that easy because, you know, now someone needs to look at the brain of these mice and go, okay, if the amyloid left, was there scarring, right? Did the medicine have side effects? Is the medicine an accessible drug, right? Is it cheap? Is it going to be covered on health insurance or under Obamacare plans, all right? Remember, a drug is only good if it satisfies a few things. One, it has to work, okay? Two, it can't have debilitating side effects. And three, the drug has to be accessible. You have to be able to take it. You have to be able to purchase it. You have to be able to purchase it along the length of your treatment. Now, where the human trials could fail is, number one, cost. Number two, side effects. Number three, you know, residual effects. But also, if this is temporary. All right, if this is temporary, then the pharmaceutical company has to decide if they're going to make enough money still promoting and producing a product That's temporary. Somebody could say, well, wait a second. All right. If X amount gave you relief for 3 days, maybe this much amount, Y amount, could give you relief for 6 months. And, you know, for a lot of people with their loved ones, you know, actually, wasn't this in Planet of the Apes? You know, Lufthansa, I'm trying to now think of, you know, the guy from World According to Garp. Why can't I think of his name? Lufthansa, is it? Remember, he was in Planet of the Apes. He played the dad that had Alzheimer's, and then James Franco gave him kind of a reversible medication, and he reversed, but it was short-lived. Oh, I don't want to ruin the story for you, but it was short-lived. Some people would argue, I want an extra 6 months with my dad or mom. Yes, I will pay for a temporary relief to this. Okay, well, then, yeah, there could be a market for it. But, you know, keep in mind, if there's not a market for this drug, even if it passes all the trials, and they, you know, they may not make it. Now, in the news, they were talking about this week where the government will actually now spend more money on Alzheimer's research. They said President Barack Obama will ask Congress for $80 million in addition to the $450 million the National Institute of Health already spends in his budget proposal this coming week. Okay? What they want to do is, again, put more money into researching the disease. And that's good. I mean, we do need government involved. Again, that's been a problem up until now. Most of the people doing the research are these private companies. Or many of these government institutions do co-ops with private companies. Because, again, you need funding. You need money. And these private companies are going to want to make their money back. So $80 million, yeah, we could do a lot with that. But keep in mind, these studies, they could just go through that like water. So we'll see what happens with that. But I gotta admit, the reason why we're all excited about this is if you could actually now, because we haven't been able to get rid of the amyloid plaques. We've been trying to guess how to prevent the amyloid plaques from depositing and building up. Remember, we talked about maybe you could block the production in the liver. Maybe you could come up with an antibody against the tau. But if they say, look, if we can't go that route and we just then, you know, just go towards this path of reversing the damage that was done. All right, that's a great idea. My only problem is I see more opportunity for side effects and scarring. You know, I would rather prevent the amyloid from even getting there. But I got to admit, they're closer than they've ever been. So way to go. Okay, when we come back, eczema and impotence. Is there a link? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so researchers think that eczema could put you at risk for impotence. Now, I know many of you men are already thinking, okay, do we need any more risk factors? I mean, isn't high blood pressure, diabetes, medications we take, nagging wife enough? Well, no, it's not. I guess now let's add eczema to the list. Now, the medical term for eczema is atopic dermatitis, kind of where you get a skin reaction due to allergies, atopic, we call it. Now, what they've done, and this is a study that's going to be published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine, found a possible link with this eczema, the skin condition, to a higher risk of erectile dysfunction. Now, what they did is, and I don't know if I like this, okay, the researcher is Xu Dong Chung and colleagues at Taipei Medical University in Taiwan. What they did is they looked at insurance claims. They looked through insurance claims on 4,000 men with newly diagnosed erectile dysfunction. See, I got a problem with that. I really don't want somebody peeking at my insurance claim. You know, I don't really need them to know, you know. All right, well, anyway, so they were sifting through 4,000 men's insurance claims, and they compared them with nearly 20,000 men the same age with no known history of erectile dysfunction. And they said 11% of men with erectile dysfunction had eczema before the impotence diagnosis. By comparison, just 7% of men without erectile dysfunction had a history of eczema. So, you know, subtracting other factors like weight and health problems, etc., all right, they found men with erectile dysfunction were 60% more likely to have a history of eczema than men without it. So I guess what they're doing is if you were younger and you had eczema, you may be more prone to getting erectile dysfunction. Okay, so I know some of you are like, well, get me to the dermatologist and fast. Okay, well, you know, again, I really want to take these stories with a grain of salt. I do, okay, especially since they said 11% in one sentence and 60% in another. And I don't even really like the font. All right, many of us have eczema. A lot of us have eczema. You know, where you get the kind of the scaly, itchy part on the skin. You get these patches. Sometimes they go away. Sometimes they don't. You know, then they kind of get raw. They could be red. They could be brown. They could be pink. They could crust. They could blister. They could itch. They could not itch. How many of us have gotten eczema patches? And how many men get erectile dysfunction? They're both kind of common issues. They're very common. All right. Is there something to inflammation and itchiness to this? I don't know. You know, I mean, it makes more sense having vascular issues associated with erectile dysfunction. Because remember, what is erectile dysfunction? Inability to start blood flow or maintain the blood flow in the penis. So if you have clogged arteries, if you're a smoker, if you're a diabetic, if you have blood pressure issues, any circulatory type issues, peripheral vascular disease. Okay, that makes sense. But being a little itchy, I don't know. Now, somebody could say, well, eczema or atopic dermatitis is an inflammatory condition. And inflammatory conditions cause arterial blocking. All right, they got a point there. But then what about lupus? What about pemphigus vulgaris? What about, I mean, there's tons of inflammatory conditions. All right, why then stop at eczema? You know, and at that point, just tell everybody they're going to probably get erectile dysfunction, just prepare. Now, to move on just to eczema, many of us have it, and we're like, what are we supposed to do with it? For me, my eczema is very seasonally induced. When the weather gets really, really cold, my hands, they just start to crack and itch. No other part of my body does that, but it's my hands. And I think what makes it worse is I use the antimicrobial soaps and the antimicrobial Purell type sanitizers. Those have alcohol in it and it dries it up. So, you know, for those of you that have seasonal type issues, that could do it. If you just have dry skin, if you like being in the water a lot, taking showers, hot baths, swimming, diving, you could be more at risk. If you sweat a lot, don't handle temperature changes. If you wear wool, or a lot of man-made fabrics, that could do it. If you're exposed to a lot of solvents or cleaners, detergents, that could give you eczema. Cigarette smoke, pollution, foods could give you eczema, especially dairy. Dusty environments. I mean, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, very dusty. That, you know, that could do it. So there's a variety of things that could put you at risk, but there's a lot of them. You know, I mean, so somebody could say, well, if eczema is related to erectile dysfunction, then anybody living in a city with high pollution will have erectile dysfunction. No, you can't do that. You can't say that. All right. Now, what do you do to treat your eczema? Well, I mean, for me, I'll put a little bit of steroid cream on it. I'll avoid water. I'll avoid soaking. I got to tell you something that worked is I did a paraffin wax dip. All right. I know some of you are like, oh, that's girly. That's what you do with pedicures. I'm going to tell you it worked. There was something about getting a wax dip. No, I'm not talking bikini wax. Those hurt. I'm talking about, I know many of you guys have never been to a nail salon, but you stick your feet into this hot wax, or your hands. And when you pull it out, the wax cools and it covers your foot. When you peel it off, it's smooth. It does some sort of, you know, fluid retention, you know, to try to keep the skin moist. That helps my eczema. So I've done that. The only thing is I can't recommend it to everybody because if you are very sensitive to heat, that could be a problem. Now, there's immunomodulators, there's UV light, There's antihistamines. There's a variety of things dermatologists may use, or your family doctor, internists would use. But my recommendation is, if you do have eczema, get it checked out. And if you end up noticing that there's some link with erectile dysfunction, great, let me know. But just because you're a 15-year-old right now listening to this, and your doctor said you have a patch of eczema, I really don't want you freaking out. If you want to prevent, if any of you are 15 or 20 right now listening to me, and you're like, I just want to know how not to get erectile dysfunction, probably the most important piece of advice I could give you is, don't get diabetes, don't get high blood pressure, don't get high cholesterol, and take care of yourself, okay? And really, really like who you're with. Okay, I can't tell you how many erectile dysfunction patients, okay, aren't erectile dysfunctional when they're by themselves, but they are when their wife enters the room. And again, I have, you know, I hate to admit it, but, you know, a lot of times, you know, and the wife is a beautiful woman. It's just, there's a lot of social issues. You know, people have been married for 30 years, and it just doesn't seem to be as fun. So you have to be also very honest with your doctor. Okay, you know, is it that you just can't maintain an erection ever, or is it just with your spouse? Okay, same thing with women. I ask women the same question. I go, look, you don't have to tell me the answer. Okay, but you're here for lack of sex drive. Is it lack of sex drive no matter what? Whether George Clooney or Hugh Jackman or Viggo Mortensen is on the big screen, just nothing, you feel nothing? Or is it, you know, a particular person. Right? And that's very, very important to identify. Okay. All right. So they're talking about recalling. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. They're talking about recalling this coffee machine because it sprays out the scalding liquid. Apparently a little girl is 10 years old, is being hospitalized with burns to the face and neck. It's the Tassimo single cup brewers and espresso tea discs are causing problems, with 140 consumers saying they were sprayed, and at least 40 people with second degree burns. A little girl in Minnesota has been affected. Consumer Product Safety Commission is all over this one now. I think the machines are made by BSH Home Appliances. Just, you know, I'm not a big coffee drinker, so I probably don't have anything like this in my house. Even though my husband loves coffee, he could get his coffee himself. I don't care, right? I'm not his maid. I love my husband. Look, I'll make him a bowl of Lucky Charms, okay, you know, if it's our anniversary. But no, I don't make him coffee. Just be careful, and please keep your kids away from these coffee makers. Okay, we're at the end of the show. Oh, darn. I wanted to talk about how football players, after they retire, may be more at risk for heart attack, especially a defensive lineman. All right, well, we're going to move on to that in this next hour, as well as Tai Chi helping Parkinson's. I've never done Tai Chi. I don't know if I have the demeanor for that, but it's cool. All right, guys, have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay on board for another hour.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.